Good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to the latest episode of the Magicast. I'm your host, Scott Munro. We are recording on Sunday, the day after the Derby della Mancini, I'm going to call it, the Derby della Capitale, where Roma won 1-0. And just like The Rock in Philadelphia last night, Roma were cooking yesterday in the Stadio Olimpico as they defeated the arch rival, the arch nemesis, 1-0. Thanks to a wonderful header from Gianluca Mancini, who has probably pissed off everyone in Serie A and Italian football. And I'm going to bask in the glory of Roma's first derby win in 2 years. With me today on this lovely Sunday afternoon, evening or morning, wherever you are, is Joey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
I'm all good. Both my teams won yesterday, so I'm delighted. I'm on top of the world, and I celebrated with a pizza.
Oh, I celebrated with sushi, like I mentioned off pod. I had to celebrate with some sort of food after that wonderful win yesterday.
It was a wonderful win. We will be talking about this. We also got a third person returning. We have Nadette. How are you, Nadette?
I'm okay, thanks. Couldn't be better today.
Yeah, you're returning for a second pod in a couple of weeks, and a derby victory, a rare occurrence for Roma in recent years. We were saying off pod that the last time Roma beat Lazio was March 2022. I had COVID during that, and the deck just goes, I didn't meet my boyfriend then. A lot has changed in 2 years.
It was 2 days
a lot
before
has changed four Sorry, I didn't. 2 days before.
Before, wow. I met him. So I was meant to go to the match. And I
How
didn't
were you all feeling after yesterday?
Amazing.
Yeah. How are we all feeling? Are we all feeling good after yesterday?
Can't be better.
My favorite player scored. Tammy is back. De Rossi won the first derby. I couldn't be better either.
Let's end the podcast now. I'm joking. I couldn't be better. It's just like it after Monday. I think everyone may have been a bit down. I know Nadette, you were a bit worried because you messaged me yesterday morning saying, oh, I'm not looking forward to this. This is going to be nervous. And Lazio shat the bed. Roma were actually in control, I reckon, and scored at the right time. And Roma won the first derby, as I said, in a couple of years. And it puts the pressure back on Bologna, who dropped points earlier today, which a game I watched. And they had much of the ball, but gifted Frosinone some chances. And Joey's favourite manager got a point against them, which means Roma are now only just a couple of points behind. But Nadette, I'll start with you. And then Joey, I'll come to you afterwards. What was your thoughts on the derby win? Roma's pretty much controlled it. Lazio had a lot of the ball in the second half. But bar the two stupid free kicks they stupidly cocked up at the end, they didn't look like scoring. I wasn't worried at all. I don't know how you were feeling.
So at first, like I, you can you said, I was quite worried because I could tell. I mean, I saw them play against Lecce and they weren't great. And it's Lecce. So I thought, no, we're going to lose the derby again. And then when the match started, I was thinking, wow, both these teams are terrible. But then, I mean, it's typical of De Rossi football, I think, now, that when he sees something that is not going right, he changes it. And I think that's what happened midway in the first half. So we could see that Roma were much more in control. And then that wonderful goal. And afterwards, like you said, I wasn't worried that Lazio were going to score. I was worried that someone would get sent off. Because, as usual, it's a derby, so everyone gets way too hot-headed about it. But in the end, I mean, we have a great goalkeeper. He's the saviour. So I wasn't worried.
who was that player that would have been sent off? Would it have been Mancini? Would it have been Paredes? Would it have been Guendouzi? Would it have been Pedro? Mm. All four. I'm surprised that Guida didn't dish out a red card because I think it was boiling over and I enjoyed every minute of it. I do love a bit of shithousery in a game. I love a bit of needle and a bit of chaos. But no, I'm surprised that there was no red cards, as you said.
I wasn't worried that Mancini would be sent off because I knew that he learned from his past mistakes from the last match when he was subbed out early because he had an early yellow card when he was playing so well. So I knew he'd be careful. He still got the yellow card, but that's typical. So I knew it wouldn't be him. He scored the goal, so he wouldn't. But I was worried. Paredes, Pellegrini, it was possible. And I would have hit Pedro back, honestly. So, I mean, I thought the match was well controlled by the referee yesterday, except for there was a foul on Celik at the end, but I don't know if he was being a bit dramatic.
Yeah.
But I mean, as long as they didn't touch Temi, it's fine. It's the typical derby. It's enjoyable, like you said.
Yeah, Joey, I'll come to you next with the shithousery. Would you have shown your shin pad to a Frenchman after you won the World Cup?
Of course. It was one of my favorite moments of the derby, showing Guendouzi how mediocre he was being on the pitch and attitude. I'm glad Dybala showed him his superiority, not only for the World Cup, but in the match, which I thought he had a good game. And going on to the game, Nedet said it pretty well. We controlled. I think we control most of it, even when we didn't have the ball towards the end. I think De Rossi tactically saw the match through the 90 minutes, and I don't think any sort of player played bad. There were some better than others, but I don't think anybody played bad. Really, I was pretty impressed with the fullbacks, which was one of our weakest positions. I thought Angelino and Celik did a good job, and I thought as a whole the defense structure was great. I mean, it's three games now we haven't given up a goal. We haven't conceded. Doesn't matter who the team is because we were leaking goals before. So that's good. If we find the right balance with scoring, we can have a strong end to the season. And just like we said, we don't know. 2 years ago, so much has changed. We finally beat Lazio and scored a goal. And I was glad it was one of the biggest Romanistas to do it. And it was a big victory. And I give this this derby to Nedet, the Nedet derby, because everything went perfectly for her with her favorite player, with Tammy coming back. It was just a wonderful derby all around. I'm glad we finally got the better of Lazio.
It's been a while. It's been a while. I actually thought Gianluca Mancini would have vomited after he scored because he did not look well at all. Whoever gave him that vitamin shot and maybe the paracetamol after 20 minutes deserves the freedom of Rome after that, because I thought he was going to absolutely be sick on the pitch. I know it's probably a mental image no one wants to hear on a Sunday evening or afternoon, before or after they've eaten, but no, he did not look well. So whoever gave him that vitamin shot deserves the freedom of Rome. Hey, whatever was in it, I'm not saying it's back to 1999 or all over again, and those videos circulating on YouTube, it's a different era now. But no, I'm happy because I think for the first time in about 2 years, as we said, Roma actually played well in a derby, and it's been a long time coming. I know there was the teething problems with the Lecce game where they struggled, and they struggled badly against the Lecce team. We were attacking them left, right and centre, but there were some calm heads and there was some hostility. Paredes, Pellegrini, after that challenge on Felipe Anderson, where the commentators on the UK thought he could have been sent off. It could have went to VAR with the studs up challenge on the shin pads. Dybala and Guendouzi. Guendouzi's got that face. I don't know if you two would agree that he likes to stir it up, but he doesn't like it when it's given back to him. And he has a punchable face. He, there is photos circling around circulating English Scott on social media. After the derby victory for Lazio in the Coppa Italia, when they won 1-0, him celebrating in front of Belotti and a few other players, giving it the 1-0, and Dybala, Zaleski, and a few other Roma players celebrated in front of him on the touchline, and it was just wonderful. Karma's a wonderful thing, and it bites back in so many different ways. I just loved it. I just enjoy it. Enjoy the chaos. You have to embrace it. But overall, I think Roma defended really well in the last 20 minutes, and they controlled it. I didn't think Lazio had any problems to score, bar the offside goal, which was offside. Ciro Immobile was in the back pocket of both Mancini and Llorente. And some of the Lazio players didn't like the way that Roma celebrated after the final whistle.
Yeah, I don't know why they would complain about it, Scott. No. How many times did Lazio celebrate against Roma beating them? Yeah, exactly. This whole complaining, and then we have the investigation for Mancini. I think it's totally ludicrous. Like, let the guys have fun. It's their first derby win in 2 years.
Does a certain Justin Timberlake song come to mind?
Yes, Cry Me a River. Literally.
You don't have to say what you did.
I mean, yes, I complain every time I complain every time Lazio win and they take out the eagle. And I say that's cruelty. But it's only because I'm seeing it when Lazio win. I wouldn't complain otherwise. So, yes, they're sore losers like I was. So, there's nothing to do about it.
It's all part of football, isn't it? There's winning and there's losing. You can lose with grace, and you can lose with, as Jurgen Klopp did a couple of weeks ago in the FA Cup, not lose with dignity or pride and just go out full gung-ho. But no, overall, are you two, like, top of the moon, just happy? It was a sun-kissed Stadio Olimpico. The shade was over half the ground. The sun was out. It was wonderful to see. The choreography from both sets of fans was actually quite good. And it was just a wonderful thing to see Roma winning a derby back into fifth. Oh, actually, they were in fifth. Bologna dropping points. Teams could be like Atalanta are playing now and they're sadly winning. Excuse me. And then there's like that result for Roma means that Lazio were further away. And it was just like, it's that feeling. And De Rossi going absolutely mental at the final whistle, hugging his staff. There's things you like to see after a game. How were the emotions, both of you, after the final whistle?
I was ecstatic. I felt like De Rossi. The way he expressed those emotions, I did the same in my home. I mean, I was just thinking back of all the derbies we lost and how badly we played. Because the frustrating point for me is all these derbies that we played badly, I don't feel Lazio played that great. I just think we put ourselves in danger and we got, like Nadette said, she was worried about red cards and we were always getting sent off and own goals. And just for once, it was a great game tactically to control, and I was just excited. Even De Rossi's comment really just put a lot of emotion. Like I love what he said afterwards. He said that the players were strong-headed. He gave them such praise, and even said they're not like me, where he would take a red card and go down to 10 men. Like, they stood strong for 90 minutes. They didn't do anything stupid, and just the whole feeling of it was just amazing. And seeing Mancini being able to wave that flag made it even better. So I was just ecstatic after the win.
I just think about the last derby we had before in this year. This season we had three, which was too much for me. But just think how differently Roma played in the last derby loss, in the Coppa Italia, and I can see how much the team has grown in just a couple of months. This was January, so I'm super happy. I was more than happy for De Rossi, mostly. So yes, I understand what Joey was saying. Exactly, it's exactly the same.
me free. All three of us agree. It's just that good feeling, something to get off your chest, the monkey off the back, the first Derby win for a coach. I would say a novice coach, because his previous experience was Spa and that did not end well in Serie B. He's come into Roma, he's rejuvenated and revitalized the club from in, and it's shown on the pitch. Nadette, I'll come to you, and then Joey afterwards. How good was it to see Tammy Abraham on the pitch? It brings us a different dynamism on the attack.
Well, first of all, I had tears in my eyes when he came up. So I've spoken about this before in this podcast. I'm so happy to see him back. I think he can bring something great. You can tell that he pushed the team forward. Mind you, it didn't work out because someone dropped Lukaku on the ground at one point and he missed. It's typical. What matters is that we won anyway. But even seeing him defend, even seeing fans being happy for him and the confidence that the team got because of him. Now you have someone who's replacing Dybala, and he is, I won't say he is his level, but he might get there. So I'm very happy that he's back, and hopefully he'll stay healthy and he'll be as successful as he was in the first season.
Fingers crossed. There is some important games coming up, and I reckon he will feature in quite a few of them. Joey, do you echo Nadette's sentiments on the return in Englishman?
Yeah, definitely. I was actually a little shocked that he returned because De Rossi's comments just a few days before, I think just before the Lecce game, say he still was weeks away. So I was kind of shocked that he stepped on the field, and then I got a little emotional seeing him because it's been so many months we haven't been able to see Tammy play since the last game of the season. And I liked what I saw. He didn't look scared. He had a really, I would say, kind of like lung-bursting-ish run. I would say it wasn't like completely like a full-on sprint, but he had a really a couple of sprints. And like that said, he pushed the team forward. He didn't really look scared that he was injured, which is a good thing. So it's going to bring us a different dimension in the attack and take the weight off of Lukaku. So it will only help us towards the end of the year. But I was really ecstatic by his debut in the Derby. And I thought he did, you know, a good enough job for not being playing since last June. So it's going to be good with him going forward. And I hope even for Lukaku's case, it puts a fire behind them to start stepping up and doing better now that we have somebody for another option in the attack.
Well, Joey, do you want to talk about the second player that you mentioned? We got Lukaku yesterday. You wanted Lukaku. Another disappointing display from Romelu Lukaku?
Certainly in the first half, I would say. I thought in the second half he did a little better. When we played more on the counter, I thought he found some decent spaces. He should have had an assist to El-Sharawy. El-Sharawy hit the post, so it was another chance we sort of missed. Yeah,
I thought he would.
He was. But Lukaku had a wonderful run and assist. I thought he certainly did better in the second half. But again, it's not enough from, you know, what we saw at the beginning of the season. So we got a mix of both yesterday. I wouldn't say he was completely terrible, but he definitely needs to improve in the final stretch of the season.
Yeah, I agree. Nadette, do you see the drop-off from Lukaku recently? Has it been worrying for you? No, knowing that Tammy Abraham is in the foreground, but in the background, itching to get back onto the pitch?
To be fair, probably it's Lukaku who's worrying that Tammy Abraham is ready to go back and that he'll be benched and eventually they won't need him. So maybe that's a bit of a confidence problem with Lukaku because, yes, he's been absent throughout. I mean, I was proud of him yesterday for getting a yellow card. So that's the most contribution he made.
Right at the end, yes.
So I think he held the ball.
It's like a rugby tackle.
Tried.
It was like a...
But I mean,
yeah.
It's not enough. But I know he's a quality player. He has a couple of months left with the team. I hope that he will prove himself. And now we know that now if you're subbing someone instead of him, you're not subbing out Belotti, but you have Tammy Abraham. So that's meant to be better, hopefully. I think it will work out. We'll just see how he does in the next couple of games.
Do you both see a future for Lukaku at Roma after this season, or do you think he'll go back to Chelsea and maybe tempted by the Middle East with their bucket loads of finances? Because I don't think Roma could compete with the finances to buy Lukaku.
I don't think he would stay.
That's tough. I don't particularly see it. Although it's strange that I've seen some reports saying that he wants to stay at Roma. Don't know if they're entirely true. I don't think he's unhappy at Roma. I think we've given him every opportunity to be, you know, the starting striker and play as many minutes as we can possibly give him. But given the price tag and the performance, I think it would be wisely if Roma don't spend the money on him. Maybe if he was younger, but at his age now, I just don't see the fit happening. I think he just came in here, did a job, helped the team, and then I'm pretty sure they'll part ways in June.
I don't believe he's consistent enough.
I agree with him that, yes.
I agree.
And given what he did to Inter.
I think the wages and his age. Yeah, he left Inter in the lurch to go to Chelsea, said that he might come back, did come back. May have cost them the Champions League final. We're blocking a shot on the line in pure Lukaku fashion. I think Federico Di Marco was already celebrating by that point. No, I just wanted to answer that because I've also seen those reports, Joey. I think they've been out a while. And if Roma do make the Champions League and sit at the top table with all the finances you do get in this new Champions League format also, there may be some spending money for Roma if they can make the top four or five as it stands. But no, for me, I think he may go to Saudi. And I have the feeling that Chelsea will probably sell and they will probably get a lot of offers for him from the Middle East. And I think because he's on such a huge load of money at Chelsea, for me, I think it'd be a massive risk. But who knows? I asked for some questions yesterday and some thoughts after the final whistle. And we've got some thoughts and some questions. Joey, we've got one from our second favourite Canadian.
Oh, Theo.
And the question is quite funny. Yeah. Anyone else getting that special feeling in their pants when they watch Roma again?
How can you not? Theo.
Yeah, it sounds like Theo is there. No. I will keep it PG. There is something special going on at Roma at the moment. I know Theo is like one of the biggest De Rossi fans, and he has De Rossi as his avatar on social media. We could call him a De Rossi sexual, couldn't we, Joey?
Absolutely. He's like his number one fan, I think, besides Florenzi, because I knew he loved Florenzi too. He's got to be one.
Florenzi, yeah. Do you think this is like a different Roma now? Like I tweeted from the La Magicast account the other day after the final whistle. Sorry, I don't know where the days are. Everything rolls into one after Easter and the clocks go forward. That this team embodies their coach now, and there's a bit of a spirit in the team. I don't know if you two would agree, but this Roma team does embody their coach at the moment, doesn't it?
No, exactly. And you can see, like, he exudes so much passion. Like, it goes into the players. It makes such a difference of just how the way he acts, how the way he responds, how the way he comes across his message to the team. It's just something the players have bought into, not only tactically, but mentally. I mean, his mental strength and his passion has just I'm trying to find the best word to say it, but has just really put the Roma players like just in awe of him, and they just want to follow him and kind of like Mourinho at the beginning, they want to run through a brick wall for him. So he just he's done everything well from the beginning, and it's no shock as to how the players are like responding to this. So I'm certainly happy, and I think he can continue to do the job very well.
Yeah, completely agree. Nadat, how are you feeling with De Rossi after the 3 months? Does he embody does his players embody his spirit as a coach?
I don't see him as a coach. He's like one of them. It's like he continues his legacy as a Romanista. In reality, it's a pleasure to watch Roma most of the time. Okay, so let's forget Lecce and let's forget the whole Fiorentina match except for the last 15 seconds. It feels like they're playing for something and they're passionate about it. And in reality, I cannot wait to see how he would do if he were to have a preseason and have the full set of players he wishes for, hopefully less injuries. And I think he can do very well, because we can see that he knows what he's doing. I mean, and the players want him. So even the fact that he plays VR, for instance, and the fact, I'm going to mention random things, even the fact that, I mentioned it already, he subbed out Mancini because he had an early yellow card, which had been stupid. He's not scared of the reaction of anyone. He's ballsy, that's the word.
Yeah, I agree. Ballsy is a very good word to use, Nadat. Paul Jones, Roma deserved a win. How do you think De Rossi will use Tammy for the rest of the season due to his fitness? I'm thinking more of an impact substitute rather than starting the game.
I would say if he'd start, it'd only be towards the very end of the season. But for now, even as an impact sub, it will be extremely useful for us in games where we're struggling to break down and score against oppositions, because we're playing some strong ones coming up. We don't have any easy games. Even Udinese, I mean, it might be a tricky affair given that we're playing Milan on Thursday, and then you have the big games come, the four big games afterwards. So I think he'll be useful for us, but I think he's right. I think we will see a more of an impact sub, but it's something we might need, because Lukaku hasn't scored against the big teams. And we mentioned this, Scott, in another pod. We went through some of Tammy's goals. He does tend to have a goal in him against a stronger opponent. So he scored already in a few of those games. So, I think he'll be an impact sub for, I would say, most of the season until towards the end. Maybe he'll get a start or two.
I agree. And also, our favourite Iranian striker is out injured at the moment, which is also a big loss.
Yes, but it shouldn't be too much longer, I don't think. Rosa. Maybe a couple of weeks.
Oh, sorry. No. Couple of weeks. We'll end the comment section from Rosa, who just says, "My arms hurt from being limbed. She was in the Curvasud yesterday. I'm not jealous. I'm very jealous because she was probably in the stand where Roma scored, where the celebrations were after the goal, where Lukaku slapped Gianluca Mancini on the back of the head as probably his retribution for all the times he's done it to him through this season, and for the celebrations after the final whistle. So I'm not jealous. You can hear the jealousy in my voice.
Not one bit.
But to be fair, I will be at the stadium. Yeah, me too. I will be at the Olympico in 2 weeks for two games. So not to make anyone else jealous on this pod, sorry. I'm going to the Milan game. I got ticket from the Milan second leg in the Bologna game.
That sounds scary.
I was saying to Joey, the Milan game, The Milan game. I was in a queue for 2.5 hours and it cost me €115. So I'm there. I'm going to enjoy it. But no, that's the final part of the comments and the thoughts from yesterday. The last thing I wanted to say, you know, a certain midfielder got hit by a beer bottle. I think it was a Heineken beer bottle. Did you two see his celebrations after the final whistle yesterday?
Yep, he had a beer in his hand. Good for him. Good for Bove, really.
What a man. So, yeah, Eduardo Bove got hit by, I think it, yeah, he does. It was a Heineken bottle, wasn't it? Was it Heineken or was it, just a beer bottle?
And I don't remember the name.
Celebrated with a beer bottle in his hand after the final whistle yesterday.
Yeah, I'm glad. I didn't even remember. Wow. I was going to say, Scott, I didn't remember the beer make, but I couldn't even remember it yesterday. Not that I didn't forget it, but I didn't remember about it yesterday until he brought out the bottle. So I'm glad he did. And I'm glad, like I said, him and everybody else celebrated the way they did last year, should just accept their loss and stop being sore losers about it.
I mean, they were caught up in the moment.
I wanted also to... I agree. They're allowed to celebrate also. He may have had about 3 or 4 afterwards, which is no problem. I also wanted to ask you guys, because I saw someone tweet out yesterday, I think he's a Milan fan. Is Gianluca Mancini the most hated Italian footballer in Serie A?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, he is. I think so. Which makes me love him more.
I just love the subtle yes from the dad. Yeah, I love it. I love him. I think Matteo Guendouzi is a close second. And I also think Hernandez maybe a third. Do you guys have a top three?
Ooh, I'd have to think about this. That caught me off guard, to be honest. I have to think about what players, I mean, players that I hate, Scott, like as a footballer, or players that are the most hated in the league.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Which one? The players I hate or the players that are
probably
most
the most hated? I think Pedro. Hated.
Yeah, Pedro is definitely up there.
Most hated. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I certainly think Pedro is up there. Obviously, Mancini is up there.
Got a bit arrogant recently.
Very, very arrogant.
And he wasn't like that before. I'll think about it as well. Because
comes across very bitter after his departure.
I'm trying to, you know, Scott, who I might give a shout out to maybe I don't know if it'd be right now, but a little bit earlier, maybe he's hated a lot by Roma and De Rossi slapped him as a player, but Lapadula always had something about him that I never enjoyed. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't know if he's the most hated, but he's definitely not well liked.
I thought you were going to mention Stefano Mauri, who De Rossi slapped in the Rome Derby 12 years ago.
Oh, no.
He was another player you wanted to punch in the face.
Yeah, he's definitely another player. But I think, I don't know, Lapadula, maybe it's me. I know he's not as relevant. You know, he doesn't really play for a big team. But he's always someone that I always see Roma fans really don't like when we have to play. Every time he's just, like, annoying, I guess. So I'd definitely put him on a list somewhere. Maybe not top three, but he's definitely a frustrating player to watch, and he's just annoying to see when he, especially when he plays Roma.
I don't think that Lukaku is well liked either by anyone. So
Lukaku. That's true. Scott, you really caught. I think
that's
you caught
very true. He's not well liked in Milan. Sorry, I honestly didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. It was something I saw earlier, and I just thought, who could I say to the guys on the pod today? Do you have a Serie A player or top three that you dislike after what I saw yesterday? And I looked at the comments, and a lot were for Gianluca Mancini, and it makes me love him even more. And I just because I love it. It's just he's a type of player who has the whole heart. It plays with his heart on his sleeve. He almost tried to elbow someone in the face yesterday and then told them to get up and stop moaning about it while they were on the floor, which I found was even funnier. And he does it all the time. part of me thinks he's like a walking red card, what he was when he first joined Roma, but he's mellowed a lot. And Mourinho got the best out of him, and so is De Rossi. And he scored the goal yesterday. He became the hero for Roma. And I think he probably is one of the most hated Italian players in Serie A. And it wouldn't surprise me if he starts for Italy in the Euros under Spalletti, taking Buongiorno's spot. But no, I'm just going to give a shout out to Teo Hernandez and Guendouzi for being 2-3 and Pedro being 4, I think, in my eyes. But no, I just wanted to ask that. I didn't mean to catch you both off guard, and I apologize.
Oh, it's all good. I'm actually thinking about it now. What about Bonucci? I know he doesn't play for Serie A anymore, but I still think he's one of the most hated players by everybody.
But he's like Mancini in a way,
without insulting
anyone, because he's good at scoring goals when anyone else isn't. So that makes me love him when he was with Italy. He was with somewhere in Germany, let me check.
No, he left Germany. Yeah, he plays with one of our most successful strikers, with Dzeko. He's with Fenerbahce. It was actually Dzeko, I think, who reportedly convinced him to join Fenerbahce.
Oh, and they're playing Galatasaray today. Oh, that could be fun. Oh, yeah. It's the derby weekend. Yeah. So I didn't mean to catch you guys off guard. Bonucci's a great shout. I think he was a hater.
I'm still thinking about it.
Because he always used to play with garlic sweet.
He did, Scott. He did.
I think that Mancini, one of the issues...
Yeah, he played with garlic sweets. Nadei.
Yes. I think one of the issues, now we mentioned Bonucci as well, is, and also Mancini, is that they give... they probably are slightly racist. So I think people dislike them for that. Mm. Besides, being annoying to a point, because... In reality, Mancini is my favorite player, but it's tedious that he can be a bit aggressive, and that would mean that he gets a red card frequently. So he needs to be more careful. He has to tone it down. He has, to be fair. Mourinho helped him do that. But so he's aggressive, and people see him as racist. This is debatable. I don't know whether he is or not. You cannot tell, because in reality, no one can really tell. So those things, together with, in reality, Bonucci, they don't make someone appealing to fans. But now, as you said, he scored in the derby. He's eternal now. So I was super pleased, because now he becomes a star like many other players have become.
He's the latest hero for Roma in a Derby della Capitale, like Marco Del Vecchio in the past, because he did the Roma retro shirt. He did the shirt in the week, and they showed his 9 goals in the Derby. Totti, Cassano, Montella, Vucinic, Mancini. The Brazilian Mancini. And now he just adds his name to the top of the list. Lorenzo Pellegrini scoring the back heel in the derby a couple of years ago, a game you were at, Joey. And he scored the free kick in Roma's last victory. And the last name I'm going to leave is Tammy Abraham, because he scored 2 in the derby in 2022. And Gianluca Mancini adds his name to the top of the list.
Even the dead
and
dogs,
the
dead's happy,
dogs are barking in the background.
Even they're excited about
yeah.
it. It's true. But they are always barking.
Did they celebrate
Nadette?
It's
okay, we had
the dead's
dogs.
I wasn't home, so I don't know.
Ah, true, you're at your boyfriend's. Well,
yes.
At least we get to celebrate today.
Celebrating today. As Nadette's dog was on the podcast last time. When you could hear him,
this is the other one.
I think one of your dogs who was growling, and yeah, you could tell because you hear the little growl of a dog who just probably wanted a little bit of attention of his dog mom, just wanted to say hi, and you could hear it in the background, and I just thought, yeah, that's Nadette with one of her dogs, just saying hi, how are you, and just giving it a nice warmer of affection, because dogs are wonderful.
Oh, they are. I used to joke that my dog was a Lazio fan. I don't know. I don't remember why.
Oh.
By the way, I wanted to add, seeing right. Luca Pellegrini yesterday wasn't so. It was so annoying for seeing him play for Lazio now against Roma once again.
Well, he is a Lazio fan, if I'm not mistaken. Him and Romagnoli, so who I said, when I said to Joey yesterday, Roma's best player just got subbed off, which was Romagnoli. And he was a Lazio fan in the Roma Academy with Luca Pellegrini, and Pellegrini went off at the end. And that was quite funny to see. Thank you for bringing that up, because I totally forgot about it. I did not remember Pellegrini going absolutely ballistic at the final whistle and then remembering he did play for Roma in, 2017, 18? And then was sold to Juventus for Spinazzola. But no, that was quite funny to see.
I mean, you could see how bitter they all were yesterday. It's nice to be at the other end for once, so I'm pleased.
So all three of us embrace it until next season, until the next Derby della Capitale?
Probably until Thursday, when we play Milan.
Yeah, for me, it's Thursday too, Scott. I mean, true. Once that's Thursday very comes, true.
Yeah,
the Derby is it's gonna be there, but it's kind of like it's all gone. Right, next it's gone. Next we have objectives to hit, and I think there's seven games now left, so we're coming down to the wire, and I hope the players forget the game. It's over, like we mentioned, Scott. Like they did with Lecce, they forgot about it. It was a bad game. They showed up to the Derby. Same thing. Derby is now over. On to the next one, keep it going, because we all want that one objective for next season, and we are within touching distance with seven games remaining. And we're not like we were last year, where we were dipping and we couldn't win a game in our last like 7 to 8 games. We're trending upwards, so just gotta forget about it and keep going, and I'll do the same.
I agree. Before we wrap this up, guys, do you have anything else to add, the both of you?
No, I think we covered pretty much the game and how happy we were to finally see Roma win the Derby.
From my end, I just want to highlight once again how pleased I am at how well De Rossi is doing. And you can also think about how in 8 less games, we're almost at where Mourinho was at the start of the season. So as in the amount of points gained. So I hope they can keep this up. Because most of all, what we care about is the team. And I hope that they can also further in the Europa League. But we'll see. It's a long road ahead still. But at least we won the Derby. That's all.
It's a long winding road. There's still many twists and turns. Roma have to play quite a lot of teams around them, and I'm looking forward to it because we are now seeing a different Roma. We're seeing a more competitive Roma, and as Nadette says, De Rossi's almost overtaken Mourinho in points this season. And he's.
I hope, Sky, good luck
Jan,
for the Mourinho. I hope you're.
I will try my best. I would. Well, my record watching Roma games is quite good. I haven't seen Roma lose since 2017. So, touch wood. That's my desk.
I have decided to sacrifice myself, and I'm not going this year so that they don't lose.
Fair enough.
That just for you, the luck's going to turn around. You're going to go see one of the most memorable games coming up. I feel it. It's going to happen.
I hope so. I am off to see Torino Juventus next Saturday, though. So, we'll see what happens with that.
Is Torino at home?
Yes, I'm going to the Derby next week. So in reality, I don't care who wins. So it's neutral for me. But yes, I hope that one day I'll go and watch Roma win, even if it's too frozen on. I don't care.
Now, that is Torino at home, right?
Yes. That's why I agreed to go.
Well, let's hope for Torino's. If you ever heard that we talked about the possibility, I don't think it will happen. But Roma, you never know, could catch Juventus the way they're playing. Actually, never know.
And Torino did lose today, so they have more motive to win the derby. So yes, I am secretly hoping for Juventus to lose, but in reality, all I care about is seeing Roma win their next matches. The other teams should take care of themselves, you know.
That's right.
As I always say.
Yeah, I completely agree. And to be honest, Juventus could drop points tonight because they're playing Fiorentina, and that is a heated game, as both teams don't like each other. If you go back to 1990 with Roberto Baggio leaving Fiorentina to go to Juventus, and when they played, I think it was in 1991, he didn't take a penalty. He refused to take a penalty and then left the pitch with a Fiorentina scarf around his neck. And I just don't think that game is not well liked. And you're going to a good game next week, Nadette. I think Torino could win that because I watched Torino play last night. And they battered Empoli, and Empoli won 3-2 with an XG of like 0.59. And it was just, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But that should be a good game. Allegri against Juric. Allegri's going to put 10 men behind the ball, and it's going to be, the ball's going to be in Torino's court. And I hope you enjoy it next week.
I hope so, yes. I mean, I'm sure I will. It's nice to be neutral and not have to worry much. I hope I don't see Vlahovic score because I don't like him.
So another hated player.
Not hated, but hated. I'm still annoyed. I'm still annoyed at the last Juventus-Roma match.
Oh, for me then it's Rabiot. Oh.
Yes, that was Rabiot, right? Yes, yes. And I don't like him either.
Yeah, same. Rabiot. He has that Guendouzi vibe. Just he's a little more classy about it, but I can definitely see that same vibe of Guendouzi.
Joey, he's not Italian and he's a referee, you can probably stick Anthony Taylor onto your list.
Oh, number one. He refed another big game today. I don't understand what he's still doing.
I think he's refereeing the Man United at Liverpool.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he refed it. He's number one. Before any player, before any other coach, professional human that works in the footballing industry, he's certainly number one. And there's a wide gap between him and two.
I agree 100%. And I don't like to start the argument because I would never stop speaking about it.
Same. So we'll just end it there, Scott, because I can't get into AT again.
We'll leave it. Yeah, I don't want to bring up some PTSD and I don't want to bring up some therapy sessions from last year. I think that pretty much wraps up the Derby Della Mancini podcast. I am going to call it that, and I apologize in advance. You can follow us at themagicast.com, and you can find our previous episode. I always cock this up. Find our previous episodes on the website, and you can find us on all podcast platforms, SoundCloud, Apple, Spotify, Podbean, wherever you listen to us on. And you could probably give us a nice rating on all those platforms. Joey, thank you for joining me, as usual.
Thank you, Scott. It was great talking to you and Nadette about the long-awaited Derby win.
And as always, Nadette, thank you for joining. And you were very happy when you sent me a nice message this morning saying we can talk about a Roma victory.
Yes, as always, it's always a pleasure to speak with both of you and to speak about Roma and to speak about a Roma win where my favorite player, Mancini, scores. I'm just rubbing it in for those who don't like him. So, thank you.
Way to end it.
So, some Roma fans' favorite player scored. And everyone else's hated player scored for Roma. And we're all loving it. We'll be back after the AC Milan Europa League game. And that's Thursday. We're back into the quarterfinals of the Europa League, the Champions League, the Conference League. And it's all back again. We'll be back then. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Embrace the Roma victory, as all three of us will, and a lot of people will. We'll speak soon. Take care. Ciao. Enjoy the rest of your weekends.
Ciao.
Bye. Thank you.
We'll be right back.